we're honored to have a lot of very special people on this program, and certainly perhaps the most special people of all are you, for being here and caring and participating and listening and learning. That's what this is all about, learning. None of us have all the answers. I learn every time I do a program here, and it's a privilege. Father Paul Kramer is back with us tonight, an extraordinary voice in this day and age, from the Catholic Church, from the real Catholic Church, not the fraud that is currently inhabiting the Vatican and leading its masses of followers into the New World Order fake religion of nature. You can call it that if you want, I guess. This is all insidious. And the fake pope there, Bergoglio, is leading everyone toward this new world, one world religion, or at least for the Western world, what's left of it. How much longer the Western world's going to even be around is a matter for debate. Anyway, Father Kramer, thank you for getting up over there in Ireland and for being with us again.
Well, it's good to be back, and I agree totally with what you have just said. It's the world as we know it is going to change, and it's going to change very drastically, and it's going to change very soon. And people are under this influence of the normalcy bias, where they think that things are going to remain the same. They can't imagine that things are going to change. And you talk with people that they're talking about their plans for next year or for the next 5 years or whatever, what they plan on getting done in the next few years. The whole world is going to change so drastically that many of us are not going to be around here anymore.
Not to mention the fact that the ability to achieve the goals that they might lay out, say, here's what I'm going to do, I'm going to do this, or that, they won't have the ability. If they survive, they will not have the ability. It won't be allowed, or the finances are going to be so destroyed and reconstituted with digital backing. God only knows what's going to ultimately back it, if anything. Somebody's word, probably. They won't be able to do it. These people are living in a state of twilight zone unreality. They don't know what's coming. It's right in front of them, and they can't see it.
They haven't considered that the New World Order is something that has been very meticulously planned in every detail. And I recall reading, I had an old hardcover edition of the report from Iron Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And explaining how to bring about the changes in society, the destabilization. And one thing we can expect, following up on that, you find the policies of the deep state coming through people like Henry Kissinger, using food as a weapon. When people don't have food, when they don't have money, their main concern is where their next meal is coming from, and they're not going to be able to organize political resistance. What we have coming, every indication I see is that within the next several weeks, I think, within 2 months, by sometime in June, I think there may even be, by June, there may be a financial collapse. I don't know for sure. I'm not a prophet. But the indicators seem to point to this coming summer as a time of financial collapse.
So I think you're right. I think at the very latest, we're looking at early next year. The banking crisis is not over. It simply had a coat of paint thrown over it, and people are being told, don't look here, nothing to see, keep moving right along. Everything's now insured, all deposits are secure, no problem. That's not the truth.
They've been saying that for decades and decades. Every time there's the slightest little disturbance with the stock market or with the banking system, it's been corrected. How many times have we heard this mantra over and over again, like a broken record? No, I like I mentioned before, the governor of the Bank of England at the time, 2009, Mervyn King, when the financial crisis seemed to be easing and the end seemed to be in sight, he was asked, is there light at the end of the tunnel? Are we seeing the end of this thing? And this was on BBC television. His answer was, we have not even seen the beginning. So we have not even seen the beginning of the crisis. So that's correct. They put a Band-Aid on a gaping wound, and it's not going to hold very much longer before.
No. That's what King said, huh? Interesting. Now you told the truth. Yeah.
And this has been, like I said before, this has been foretold a long time ago. It was in 1843. An illiterate domestic servant for the Poor Clare nuns in France. It may have been Paris, but I'm not sure about the city. But her name was Madeleine Porsat, and she foretold the financial collapse that would take place. It would be a tremendous global financial collapse. And the reason it would take place because there would be lack of confidence in the banking system.
Uh-huh.
And I recall the first financial crisis, the banking crisis in 2008, reading in the Financial Times, that was the exact phrase I saw being used, attributed to the crisis, was the lack of confidence. And this was the totally illiterate washerwoman
mm-hmm.
in 1883, mm-hmm. in 1843, who received the revelation about this. And she also said, and this is what we find in the Secret of Fatima, that before God's punishment will strike the world, God is going to send a visible sign. And with that, there will be an illumination of conscience, so people will understand how their soul is seen by God, and that every person on earth is going to experience this. So scientists may attempt to, and they will attempt, to explain away, in scientific terms, the visible sign, probably the cross of Christ appearing in the sky. And they will give all kinds of theoretical scientific explanations as to why this event would have taken place. And it's foretold so long ago. It's in the ancient texts of the Roman breviary that the sign of the cross will appear in the sky. They can try to explain that away, but they can't explain away the spiritual component of that event, which will be the illumination of the conscience. The mind will be illuminated by God, so people will understand where they stand with God. And this isn't the third secret of Fatima, which has been held back.
Yes. When people think about money, they don't understand that psychology is maybe the most important part. Money used to be always secured by gold. That's most common. But it's secured by nothing now except psychology. Think about it. We don't have much to back the dollar. It's a joke. It's said that Fort Knox has a lot of spray-painted titanium bars. I don't know. But we know that China and Russia have really packed away the gold. We have not. In fact, we've sold gold. So it's all a function of psychology. And when that psychology breaks down, and all confidence in the dollars, whatever your currency happens to be, and your banks, goes right with it. But what do you have left? What do you have left? Wheelbarrows of useless paper money, fiat currency. What a joke.
What gave the dollar its strength was the confidence after the Second World War The United States emerged as the superpower after the Second World War.
Of the whole world. That's right.
Yes. The confidence in the dollar was based on the protection of afforded by the military might to the then free world, which is no longer a free world. But it was, to a certain extent, in a manner of speaking, to a limited extent, it was a free world compared to the communist empire. And so it was the military might of the United States which gave the dollar its strength, which provided that confidence in the dollar. Now, that is crumbling away. The United States military is a joke now.
It's a woke joke. How's that?
And as I mentioned before, in the revelation of the Virgin Mary to Blessed Elena Aiello, the stigmatic nun, Italian who died in 1961, she foretold the Third World War. It would begin with a massive invasion of Europe by Russia.
And tell me more. I don't know this particular prophecy. That's very interesting. 1961. All right.
Yes, she died in 1961, she foretold that there would be a massive invasion by Russia of the West, and it would begin that way. And she said that Russia will wage war on America with secret weapons. They have
interesting
secret weapons, but Russia will wage war on America with secret weapons. Now, Vladimir Putin has held back. He doesn't want war. He doesn't want world war. But Biden administration seems to be hell-bent on prolonging the war in Ukraine, and that is going to be the cause, ultimately, of the world war that will begin in Europe.
Right.
And in that revelation to Elena Aiello, she describes that she explains that there will either be simultaneously take place or slightly before. Before the invasion by Russia of the West, there will be an invasion, a military invasion of the Islamic countries. That will be, I think, mainly in southern Europe. Although,
well, we're on the doorstep of that right now. The Israelis are saying that they're ready to go to war with Iran anytime, ready to attack Iran. Meanwhile, they're bombing the Lebanese and the Palestinians again. But yes, now this woman who got the vision or the information and died in 1961, these pronouncements probably were in the late 50s, I'm going to guess, which is only 10 years after the end of World War II, in which Russia quite clearly was given the eastern half of Europe by the idiot Western governments, and for her to say that, though, is fascinating. The Soviets weren't gearing up to invade Europe at all at that time. And now here we are, and it's obvious that the Russians are being forced into increasing this war, the magnitude thereof, obviously enormously. They've made it quite clear they have a new nuclear doctrine. If they feel that the opposite side, i.e. America and its NATO brethren and sisteren, or whatever the word is, are going to nuke them. They're going to nuke first. This could happen tomorrow, could happen tonight. They have extraordinary intelligence capabilities like we do. Nothing is done in secret. And they may, this could happen tomorrow, dear friends. Just understand that. It could happen. Go ahead.
Older prophecies. Elena Aiello also spoke of a a communist revolution. She used, I think she said a red revolution, which is a communist revolution, will take place in Italy. It will be something unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Giorgia Meloni as the prime minister of Italy. And I think now is the time when we could expect something unexpected, because no one is expecting a left-wing revolution to take place in Italy at this time, but it's going to be something totally unexpected.
Hmm.
That was an earlier prophecy that mentioned the same thing. There will be civil war in France, revolution in Italy.
Right.
And there will be a major event in Iran that will take place. And these are all the signs that will, these are some of the signs that will precede the Third World War. And that will break out. The invasion from east to west will come suddenly from Russia to the overrunning all of Europe. But the event that will be the catalyst that will set it off, that will, the spark that will set off the powder keg, will be in the Middle East, and will probably be involving Iran.
Uh-huh.
Now, I said this more than 10 years ago. I was watching on a YouTube video. I was watching myself making this prediction more than 10 years ago, and I think it was John Henry Weston who was very surprised that now that we see this war going on, there's already a war going on between, a low-intensity war, but nevertheless, it is a war that is going on between Israel and Iran.
And, good call. Good call on your part. Yeah, 10 years ago. All right. We're there. I mean, here, the Israelis are at it again. They're bombing Syria. They're literally, they've declared war on Syria unofficially. They're killing Syrians almost every day now. They're attacking Syria, which otherwise would have been a peaceful nation had it been left to its own devices. But no, no. Where the Americans are still in Syria now. I don't know how many people know this, Father Kramer, but Americans are still in Syria, sitting on top of Syria's, I believe, number one oil field, and stealing countless tanker truck fulls of Syrian oil and trucking it into Iraq and then making off with it. The Americans, they're in Syria illegally. They weren't asked to go in there. They're stealing their oil. It's just really crazy. And now the Israelis are killing Syrians. They're using, I guess, standoff missiles. And now they're talking about attacking Iran. Well, Iran has made pretty close friends with Russia and China. I don't know that it's in any kind of a mutual military treaty, which would involve either one or both coming to Iran's rescue. But this is not going to go down easily. It's too late for something like that. The Iranians are not stupid, and they know they've been under the crosshairs for years, so they've been preparing. Anyhow, go ahead, please.
Yeah, the Iranians have been admitted into the Shanghai, what do they call it, Shanghai Cooperation Organization or something.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And that's the military aspect of the alliance, but there's the financial economic aspect of it too, which is the BRICS arrangement. Which includes Brazil, Russia, China, Iran, and South Africa.
Uh-huh.
And what they are doing is they are already getting strong enough to replace the dollar as the international reserve currency and the currency for used for transactions in purchasing oil. And it's already happening. There are countries now that are purchasing oil with the Chinese yuan, not with the U.S. dollar, making large purchases of oil with the yuan. This is going to completely undermine the U.S. dollar. It's going to not just the weakness of the banking system, but the dollar itself is going to lose its privileged status. as the international currency, the reserve currency used for major transactions between countries. That is already right. That is already coming to an end. The yuan is already being used in this manner for international transactions. So the dollar has already lost its monopoly on that kind of usage.
Yeah. Yes, I completely agree. What is our timetable on this? Now, the war for Bakhmut continues. The Russians have been playing it very smart, tactically, strategically, by leaving one of the four sides relatively accessible so the Ukrainians could send in arms, ammo, but most importantly, more troops to be destroyed, which they did. So they created a kill box with an opening, and Zelensky and his Zionist buddies made damn sure they sent lots of Christians in there to die. That's what's been going on in Bakhmut. It could have been closed off weeks and weeks ago. And when it falls, the total number of dead Ukrainians will be extraordinary. The number of injured will be far worse. That's how this is being played by the Russians. Very smart. Now, there's just a lot of talk about a counterattack, but I have my doubts. So hold on just a minute, and we'll be right back with Father Paul Kramer and all of you good people next. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Father Paul Kramer. All right, we've got an issue of time here. The weather conditions are changing in Ukraine. It does seem that there will be, in all likelihood, a closure around Bakhmut or Artemovsk. Artemovsk. I can't pronounce it. All right, anyway, Bakhmut for now. So they're going to close it off, and they're going to just eradicate everything else that's in there. And that'll leave 10 to 20,000 more dead in Zelensky's annihilation of the Christian Zionist army. He's wiped it out. And we've wiped out a lot of our reserves by way of ammunition and weapons, giving it all to Ukraine. We're 6 years behind, Father Kramer, in our need to replenish our artillery and tank rounds, tank shells. 6 years, 5+ years behind in restocking our shoulder-fired surface-to-air Stinger missiles. 5 years. We have been disarming much of the combat capability of the American military by giving Ukraine what now is close to $200 million, I guess, billion. They just announced another $2.5 billion the other day. So it's crazy what's going on. It's obvious what's going on, and nobody will talk about it. Nobody will mention the fact that we're disarming ourselves under the alleged noble goal of helping Ukraine. Anyhow, this whole thing is, I'm sure, clear to you and many others. The time, though, is changing. Spring is coming. The mud is going to begin to dry up fairly soon. And they'll just shut the door on Bakhmut and then annihilate what's caught in the kill trap. Kill box, whatever they call it. Go ahead, please.
Well, history is repeating itself again, that the United States finds itself unprepared for a major war.
Yep.
After World War I, the Pentagon, all the top military brass, when the Second World War was, there were signs that the war was brewing. They expected the Second World War to be a rerun of the First World War.
Yes, they did.
And I forgot the name of the. It was a high-ranking officer. They court-martialed him. Now you have like the airport in Milwaukee, I think, is named after this officer. But they, in his court-martial, while he was on trial, he explained that the coming war is going to be totally different than the previous one.
Right.
And he explained from the witness stand in his own, when he was speaking in his own defense, testifying, he described how the Second World War would begin involving the United States.
Uh-huh.
And he described in great detail the attack on Pearl Harbor and the waves of airborne attacks. He said it would be an air war. And it would begin with an attack on Pearl Harbor. And he described it as if he had seen it. Hmm. And this was in 1929.
Right. That's General Billy Mitchell, you're thinking.
Billy Mitchell, that's right. And sure enough, that's exactly how the attack came about. Hmm. And the Second World War, of course, was technologically far more advanced than the First World War. And the United States is so far behind. Yeah, that is why the United States is not going to be able to resist effectively the attack on the Russians, but the attack by the Russians.
No,
which
can't do it.
They are,
you're right.
And they are provoking, they are pushing the Russians into this.
Mm-hmm.
They're leaving Russia a little option. Again, this is not the first time this happens.
Now, you're seeing that clearly over there from Ireland. It's obvious in the European media that the Russians are being forced into a nuclear posture, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And this happened before, in the Second World War. One of my professors was the chairman of the minority party in the investigation of Pearl Harbor. His name was Percy Graves. And he had all of the coded messages of the Japanese and such, a lot of inside information.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained what were the maneuvers of the American government at the time, the Franklin Roosevelt's administration, to provoke Japan into attacking the United States. And the Secretary of War at the time, I think his name was Morgenthau or something like that.
Henry Morgenthau.
Henry Morgenthau. I think he wrote in his memoirs words to the effect, he said that he breathed a sigh of relief when Pearl Harbor was attacked. I mean, they deliberately provoked Japan into making this attack. They wanted war.
Oh, yes.
The thing,
yeah.
I don't have to explain that there's a huge difference between Imperial Japan, the force, the might of Imperial Japan compared with the incredibly great nuclear power and the technological weapons and the superior weaponry of Russia compared with Japan. This time the United States is miscalculating and will lose this war.
I think, honestly, if I might suggest, I think that this alleged government here is calculating absolutely correctly. This is what they want. There is an effort by the communist Obama, who is directing the old Biden administration, I call it, to do exactly that. We're being disarmed. We're being set up to possibly be engaged in a two-front war against China to save Taiwan and against Russia to save Europe. Not going to happen. We can't do it. We don't have the men, materiel, women, equipment, certainly not the armaments anymore. They've been depleted to Ukraine. So I think this is all by design.
Yes, certainly the deep state, Freemasonry, that is the design. And what many don't understand is the one that they calculate to come out on top is not Russia, but China.
Oh, yeah. Totally. This is the century of the Asian. This is the Asian century. Yeah.
China is the blueprint for the New World Order.
You got it. 100% right. Yeah.
But what will bring about the defeat of the New World Order? And this is what is not expected. This is the heart of the third secret of Fatima. Russia will be the instrument in the hand of God to destroy the New World Order.
The last great Christian nation on the face of the earth. Think about it. Look what they're doing in Ukraine. They just evicted the, I guess, the priests in that, was it a convent, church, whatever. And they've got one of them locked up. This is a war on Christianity. The Ukrainian government is utterly Jewish Zionist. It's not Christian. I think most people know that. So this is a war, again, a war against Christianity. Caucasian Christianity. Just speaking for myself, not Father Kramer. But that's how it looks to me.
This war on Christianity has been ongoing for a long, long time.
Yeah.
There was a book written by a Monsignor Henri de la Soue. It's called, if I could translate it to English from the French title, The Problem of the Present Hour. It was published around the turn of the last century. The Italian edition, I think, came out in 1907. It was the Italian edition that I read. Of course, I can read Italian much more easily than French. He outlines how this war on Christianity has been going on for such a long time.
Look what the Bolsheviks did in the Soviet Union against Christians. You don't have to go back that far, 100 years. Look what they did to the Christians in the Soviet Union. Tens of millions were slaughtered by the Zionist, Bolshevik, Marxist, communist government. Slaughtered. Wiped it. Gone.
Yes. And we can expect more from them. They will be the cause of the outbreak of the Third World War.
I agree. This is not going to get better, dear friends. It's going to get worse, and you all, I think, know that intuitively, if not intellectually. It's by design. This has all been planned out for a long time. 100 years, 200 years, I don't know. It's been planned. Nothing is left to chance. Nothing.
But we can expect these events that I'm mentioning to precede the World War.
Mm-hmm.
And one event that we can expect that will precede the World War, besides the global economic collapse and the revolutions and civil wars in Europe, for example, the revolutions and civil wars in Europe, the global financial collapse. But there is going to be a major revolution. It's ongoing, but it's going to be completed in the Catholic Church, which will constitute a separation from the Catholic Church. The Vatican is actually going to separate from Catholicism. In fact, it already has separated from Catholicism, but people just don't see it. You have in the Vatican, there are some loyal Catholic clergy in the Roman Curia who just haven't grasped the situation that their boss, Jorge Bergoglio, is an enemy agent and a defeatist, a conscious defeatist who's an infiltrator. The Trojan horse has taken over. The forces of the Trojan horse have taken over the Vatican. And they are spearheading a revolution which is to defect from Catholicism and create a false religion, which just so happens to be the UN agenda's global world religion,
right,
to replace Catholicism as the world religion. To replace Christianity as such. Christianity as such is to be replaced with this demonic, ultimately satanic, nature worshiping religion, which worships nature as only as a material manifestation of what they call of what is the world soul, a world soul, anima mundi, an ancient concept in philosophy, the idea of God as a world soul, and this is the pantheistic system elaborated later on by philosophers like Spinoza and Hegel, and it is mystically elaborated in the diabolical system of the Kabbalah, which is something entirely opposed to the religion and the spirituality of the prophets of Israel and the sacred scriptures of the Old Testament. And that's why you find some of the most orthodox Jews who are opposed to the Zionist regime and the Kabbalism that many of them are spouting, because it is not authentically the ancient religion of the prophets. It is opposed to that as much as it is opposed to Jesus Christ and his church. It is opposed to the religion of the prophets as much as it is opposed to the religion of the apostles, because it is opposed to the religion of the true God, and it puts the devil in the place of God. And that is the agenda of the United Nations, of Freemasonry. And that is the religion that they are going to establish in the world under the New World Order. This is why Pope John XXIII, when he read the third secret of Fatima, he turned white and nearly fainted. I heard this from witnesses who really? Themselves heard it directly from eyewitnesses. I've heard it from two sources relating the identical event that John XXIII turned white and nearly fainted. I heard it from at least two witnesses.
Wow. Can you, in our last 4 minutes here, just give us a real simple thumbnail sketch of what you think he saw and read? Just, we've been through this before, but not, let's just do it again here.
What he read, this is not speculation. What he read was that the organized satanic forces, which are Freemasonry, but the organized forces of what is satanic, Zionist, Kabbalistic Freemasonry, they will gain ascendancy over the governments and over the Vatican, and they will gain a monopoly on capital goods and the flow of capital goods. And they will establish their counterfeit church in the Vatican. And they will set up essentially what is the New World Order. And that the secret of Fatima is, in fact, the antidote. It provides the antidote that will destroy the New World Order. And that's why Heaven's request is that Russia be consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary by the true Pope and the bishops of the Catholic Church all over the world, to bring about the grace of full conversion to Russia, so that Russia will be spiritually empowered to destroy this New World Order. And Russia will. We have the guarantee from heaven that this will come about. It will happen. And the New World Order will be destroyed, and Russia will be the instrument in the hands of God to destroy it.
This is all coming very soon to a theater near you, as the old expression used to go. We're real close to this now. It's not a joke. Will there ever be another credible, real Pope in the Vatican in our lifetimes?
There will be, and sooner than we expect, but it may not be this year or next year. Within a few years, there will be. The church will appear to have disappeared, and this has been foretold a long time ago, long before Fatima. Cardinal Henry Edward Manning wrote in 1861 a series of lectures that were published in book form called The Present Crisis of the Holy See.
Right.
And he describes how the ancient church fathers in unison speak of how the church will appear to have been swept from the face of the earth. Those are the cardinal's words. It will appear to have been swept from the face of the earth, because Rome will revert to paganism. Uh-huh. And this is exactly what Bergoglio is doing. He's reintroducing paganism, mixing paganism with Christianity. And eventually this leads to the total paganization of the new religion that is going to be coming out of the Vatican, the United Nations new religion. And it is, we see this kind of thing taking place in history so many times that this paganizing influence comes in, starting from the most ancient times through Gnosticism, towards the reintroduction of paganism into Christianity. And this happens again and again and again, and it's culminating at the present time. And the Bergoglio regime is intending to replace the traditional historic Catholic religion with this paganized counterfeit.
Right. I can see how it will be sold to Generation Z. These young, woke, directionless, confused teenagers, younger people, it's not going to be hard to sell it to them, especially when you control the media and all the rest of it. But it's a very big shift is what they're going to try to pull off. So just get ready for it. It's not going to be trivial. Big things ahead. Father Kramer, thank you. Get some rest. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. You be safe, and we appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Father Paul Kramer. All right. Heard only here. Very happy to have that. So there you go. All right. I do believe a weekend is at hand, so be careful and do spend some time thinking about preparing if you haven't been able to. And if you have, there are always some things you probably missed. And if you've got the ability, time is now. Take care, prepare, and we will talk soon.